This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.
Aston Martin versus Mercedes-Benz. Two World Wars, one World Cup. Don't think that we won't do it again. No need to reread rings of terms and conditions. Kick agree. Decide the scalp what the world needs. The king of
we'll be right back. useless alibi. I was parked outside the bank. I'm waiting in the field, just waiting in the field. And you run to me and we're off into the night. My foot is on the gas, your head is in my lap, just laughing in my lap. All for the bliss, it was all for the bliss. Now I need this love to last, but I never asked for this. No, I never asked for this. Then I dreamt you were a basketball guy. You're flying down the court, put numbers on the board, so faithfully adored. And I call to you, but you never hear a thing. I'm way up in the stands, surrounded by your fans. I'm throwing up my hands, I'll scream. I'm crying out your name.
you throw them away, throw them away, throw them out.
Western islands have I been, which bards in fealty to Apollo hold. Oft of one wide expanse had I been told that deep-browed Homer ruled as his demesne. Yet did I never breathe its pure serene till I heard Chapman speak out loud and bold. Then felt I like some watcher of the skies when a new planet swims into his ken, or like stout Cortez when with eagle eyes he stared at the Pacific, and all his men looked at each other with a wild surmise, silent upon a peak in Darien.
Others, meanwhile, dote with a mad idolatry, and all who will not fall before their images and yield them worship, they are enemies even of their country. Such have I been deemed, but O dear Britain, O my mother isle, needs must thou prove a name most dear and holy to me, a son, a brother, and a friend, a husband and a father, who revere all bonds of natural love and find them all within the limits of thy rocky shores. O native Brittany, O my mother isle, how shouldst thou prove aught else but dear and holy to me, who from thy lakes and mountain hills, thy clouds, thy quiet dales, thy rocks and seas, have drunk in all my intellectual life, all sweet sensations, all ennobling thoughts, all adoration of God in nature, all lovely and all honorable things, whatever makes this mortal spirit feel the joy and greatness of its future being. There lives nor form nor feeling in my soul unborrowed from my country. O divine and beauteous island, thou hast been my sole and most magnificent temple, in the which I walk with awe and sing my stately songs, loving the God that made me. May my fears, my filial fears, be vain, and may the vaunts and menace of the vengeful enemy pass like the gust that roared and died away in the distant tree, which heard, and only heard in this low dell, bowed not the delicate grass. But now the gentle dewfall sends abroad the fruit-like perfume of the golden firs. The light has left the summit of the hill, though still a sunny gleam lies beautiful aslant the ivied beacon. Now farewell, farewell a while, O soft and silent spot. On the green sheep track up the heathy hill, homeward I wind my way, and lo, recalled from bodings that have well-nigh wearied me, I find myself upon the brow and pause startled. And after lonely sojourning in such a quiet and surrounded nook, this burst of prospect, here the shadowy main, dim-tinted, there the mighty majesty of that huge amphitheatre of rich and elmy fields, seems like society, conversing with the mind and giving it a livelier impulse and a dance of thought. And now, beloved Stowey, I behold thy church tower, and methinks the four huge elms clustering, which mark the mansion of my friend. And close behind them, hidden from my view, is my own lowly cottage, where my babe and my babe's mother dwell in peace. With light and quickened footsteps thitherward I tend, remembering thee, O green and silent dell, and grateful that by nature's quietness and solitary musings all my heart is softened and made worthy to indulge love and the thoughts that yearn for humankind. Thank you.
Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning. Silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theatres and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendour valley, rock or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.
Against that time, if ever that time come, when I shall see thee frown on my defects, when as thy love hath cast his utmost sun, called to that audit by advised respects. Against that time when thou shalt strangely pass, and scarcely greet me with that sun thine eye, when love, converted from the thing it was, shall reasons find of settled gravity. Against that time do I ensconce me here, within the knowledge of mine own desert, and this my hand against myself uprear, to guard the lawful reasons on thy part. To leave poor me, thou hast the strength of laws, since why to love I can allege no cause. Thank you.
This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.